AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is signing into law the $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief package that he says will help the U.S. defeat the coronavirus and nurse the economy back to health. The president had been set to sign the American Rescue Plan tomorrow. Tonight, President Biden will speak to the country about the pandemic. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the country is moving in the right direction.
None of these trends began on January 20th. President Biden and his Democratic government inherited a tide that had already begun to turn toward decisive victory.
A judge in Minneapolis granted prosecutors' request to add a third-degree murder charge against former police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in George Floyd's death. Chauvin already faces second-degree murder and manslaughter charges. Jury selection continues. Russian President Vladimir Putin described today the rioters supporting then-President Donald Trump during the Capitol riot in January as people who took a stroll to the U.S. Capitol. A group of 59 Democratic state legislators in New York are demanding the resignation of Governor Andrew Cuomo over allegations of sexual misconduct. The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, agrees.
And it's not one, it's not two, it's not three, it's not four, it's not five, it's six women who have come forward. It's deeply troubling.
Governor Cuomo has repeatedly said he won't resign and urged the public to await the outcome of an investigation of his conduct by State Attorney General Letitia James. The Colorado legislature is considering a bill that would allow sexual assault survivors to bring civil action against perpetrators, no matter how much time has passed since the abuse occurred. President Biden's nomination for health secretary has cleared a key hurdle. The Senate voted today to move ahead with the nomination of California Attorney General Javier Becerra to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. This is AP News. Denmark has paused the rollout of AstraZeneca's vaccine.
It has temporarily suspended use of the coronavirus vaccine made by AstraZeneca after reports of blood clots in some people. But its health authorities says it has no evidence the vaccine was responsible. Other experts point out that of the millions of doses of AstraZeneca vaccine administered elsewhere, including in Britain, there have been no reported cases of the vaccine causing blood clots or related problems. Danish health authorities say their decision is based on a precautionary principle and that one person who developed a blood clot after vaccination had died. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Christie's says it has auctioned off a digital collage by an artist named Beeple for nearly $70 million in an unprecedented sale of a digital artwork that fetched more money than physical works by many better-known artists. Beeple, real name Mike Winkleman, responded to the sale result with an expletive on Twitter. Ed Donahue, AP News.